why, you know you've got one of the most big unanswerables on your hands, such as, why are we born? Or, why do we die? And, why do we spend so much of the intervening time receiving junk mail? Or this one, will you go to bed with me? Why? There's only ever been one good answer to that question, why, and perhaps we should have that in the alphabet as well. There's room for it. Why doesn't have to be the last word. It isn't even the last letter. How would it be if the alphabet ended not VWXYZ, but VWX, why not? Don't ask stupid questions. From Hockney's Alphabet. The meaning of LIF started life as an English exercise I had to do at school, which then got turned into a game 15 years later by John Lloyd and myself. We were sitting with a few friends in a Greek taverna, playing charades, and drinking Retsina all afternoon until we needed to find a game that didn't require so much standing up. It was simply this. It needed to be simple. The afternoon was too far advanced for complicated rules. Someone would say the name of a town, and somebody else would say what the word meant. You had to be there. We rapidly discovered that there were an awful lot of experiences, ideas, and situations that everybody knew and recognized, but which never got properly identified simply because there wasn't a word for them. They were all of the, do you ever have the situation where, or, you know what feeling you get when, you know, I always thought it was just me. All it needs is a word, and the thing is identified. So, the vaguely uncomfortable feeling you got from sitting on a seat which is warm from somebody else's bottom is just as real a feeling as the one you get when a rogue giant elephant charges out of the bush at you, but hitherto only the latter has actually had a word for it. Now they both have words. The first one is shoeberiness. And the second, of course, is fear. We started to collect more and more of these words and concepts and began to realize what an arbitrarily selective work the Oxford English Dictionary is. It simply doesn't recognize huge wodges of human experience, like, for instance, standing in the kitchen wondering what you went in there for. Everybody does it, but because there isn't, or wasn't, a word for it, everyone thinks it's something that only they do, and they are therefore more stupid than other people. It is reassuring to realize that everybody is as stupid as you are, and that all we are doing when we are standing in the kitchen wondering what we came in here for is woking. Gradually, little stacks of index cards with these words on started to grow in John Lloyd's bottom drawer, and anybody who heard about them would add concepts of their own. They first saw the light of day when John Lloyd was putting together the Not 1982 calendar, and was stuck for things to go on the bottom.